This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
What a perfect celebration of the life of George Herbert Walker Bush yesterday, the 41st president of the United States. A state funeral at the National Cathedral. I think it was spectacular. I do. And whether or not you like George H.W. Bush as a president, or you had misgivings, or you liked some things or didn't like other things, here's what you can't dispute. He gave his entire adult life to serving this nation. He served this nation as a fighter pilot at the age of 20, went on to serve in Congress, was an ambassador to the United Nations, an envoy to China, vice president, president. He did all of these things in service of the nation, thinking that there are things that are bigger than he is. And when you reflect on somebody's life, you can look at their accomplishments, and that's important. But I think much more telling, is how people handle defeat. Not how they handle victory, but how they handle defeat. So one of the most telling moments in the life of George H.W. Bush came in November of 1992 when he failed to win a second term as president and he lost to a young governor from Arkansas by the name of Bill Clinton. A lot of things could have been said, and obviously in recent time we've seen the divisiveness of politics and those that refuse to accept the outcome of elections and finger-pointing and accusations made back and forth. We see that that was not George H.W. Bush at all. No, he has dignity and grace when he realizes he has lost the election and has been beaten by Clinton in November of 1992. And I want you to listen to him and what he has to say. Go.
Thank you very much. Look.
Thank you
so much. Well, here's the way I see it. Here's the way we see it, and the country should see it, that the people have spoken, and we respect the majesty of the democratic system. I just called Governor Clinton over in Little Rock and offered my congratulations. He did run a strong campaign. I wish him well in the White House, and I want the country to know that our entire administration will work closely with his team to ensure the smooth transition of power. There is important work to be done, and America must always come first. So we will get behind this new president and wish him well. And to all who voted for us, voted for me, here, especially here, but all across the country, thank you for your support. And we have fought the good fight, and we've kept the faith, and I believe I have upheld the honor of the presidency of the United States.
I believe he did uphold the presidency of the United States. The people have spoken. We respect the majesty of the democratic system. Apply that to today's politics. Apply that to the Democrats who lost the 2016 presidential election and how they still refuse to accept the outcome. How they've basically been in a tantrum for 2 years now. The people have spoken. We respect the majesty of the democratic system. I just think that that is so telling of who George H.W. Bush truly was. That tells you about the character and the dignity of the man. And from him and his wife, Barbara, came good children. Came good children, including another president, George W. Bush, who gave the eulogy yesterday like only a son can. And one of the things he talked about was that final moment, that final brief conversation with his father. Go.
Last Friday, when I was told he had minutes to live, I called him. The guy answered the phone, said, I think he can hear you, but he hadn't said anything for most of the day. I said, Dad, I love you, and you've been a wonderful father. And the last words he would ever say on earth were, I love you too.
Powerful moments. You know, and as you looked at that cathedral with former presidents and first ladies, and former vice presidents and members of Congress and the cabinet, and George W. Bush up there giving the eulogy, which I can appreciate. I gave the eulogy for my own father 13 years ago. It's a tough assignment, but one that you wouldn't give up for anything. It's a tough assignment, but one that you want, even if it hurts. George W. shared some other important insights as well as, for example, how to be president. What would it take to be a good president? Bite three, go.
Of course, Dad taught me another special lesson. He showed me what it means to be a president who serves with integrity, leads with courage, and acts with love in his heart for the citizens of our country. When the history books are written, they will say that George H.W. Bush was a great president of the United States, a diplomat of unmatched skill, a commander-in-chief of formidable accomplishment, and a gentleman who executed the duties of his office with dignity and honor.
With dignity and honor, and I think that's the way George H.W. Bush, who oversaw the reunification of Germany, the falling of the Berlin Wall, the end of the Cold War, which he participated in with Ronald Reagan, but had to watch it as it came to a close. And then finally, emotion, as George W. gave the final words. Go.
What do we want the men and women who work with us to say when we are no longer there? That we were more driven to succeed than anyone around us. Or that we stopped to ask if a sick child had gotten better and stayed a moment there to trade a word of friendship. Well, Dad, we're going to remember you for exactly that and much more. And we're going to miss you. Your decency, sincerity, and kind soul will stay with us forever. So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man. The best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
It was a spectacular celebration of the life of George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st President of the United States.
Nothing is more important than clean drinking water in your home. That has never been more true than it is today. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947, the one you can trust for pure water and peace of mind. With two locations, Wolverine Water Systems are made right here in Michigan and delivered statewide for your convenience. Don't wait another minute. Have your water tested to make sure you and your family are getting pure Wolverine water. You can get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's right, a free water test today. Just go to WolverineWaterSystems.com. Hey ladies, wives, moms, girlfriends, aunts, daughters, or any combination of. Do you have that guy who never tells you what they want for Christmas? Not Just Guns has a perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for guy. Not Just Guns on Cedar and 127 in Mason is the one-stop holiday shop for the shooter or hunter in your life. We can help you find the perfect gift, or simple in-and-out gift card purchases make checking that guy off your list fast, and he'll be happy. At Not Just Guns in Mason, everyone gets treated with kindness and respect, not just during the holiday when Santa's watching. It's an all-year thing for us. We're always on Santa's nice list, and you will be too when you buy gifts from Not Just Guns. Not Just Guns will spend the time to get you exactly what he wants, fast, easy, and with the best service and prices around. Don't get caught on the naughty list shopping somewhere else for all the shooters and hunters in your life. Hey, Santa shops at Not Just Guns, and you should too. At Cedar and 127 in Mason. Merry Christmas from Not Just Guns.
Ho, ho, ho.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. GreatLakesJC.org.